Myself and the lads are all buzzing for it. It has a much more European feel to it, if you ask me. Just when you look around here and you look at the infrastructure, you look at the setup they have here, this is what a European game should feel like. And we know we're up against a tough side, but it's something that's a challenge we're really looking forward to and testing ourselves against them.
How much does last week stand to you? Because you could prepare as much video as you want, but then when you're getting kicked in the head after a few minutes, there's probably nothing that can prepare you for a punch in the face or a boot in the face.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, everybody's a plan until they get punched in the face, isn't it? Yeah, look, again, it's probably a wee bit difficult because video can only tell you so much, but when you're up close and personal, it's a different ball game. But look, the gaffer and the staff always has done good work done on them. We have a game plan and we know we want what we want to do, and it's about us going out and embracing the occasion, not getting overwhelmed or whatever it may be, and putting our stamp on the game, and doing our best, because at the end of the day it's something that we want to impose ourselves on in the game, and try to get a good result.
It's a different pressure to what we'd have in the League of Ireland, where when you're top of the table, people nearly expect you to be winning every week. In this one, they'll be expected to win. How do you balance that kind of mental?
Yeah, look, it probably takes, you could say, pressure off or whatever it may be, but at the end of the day, it's about us looking after ourselves. It's the same sort of cliche sayings for both ways, isn't it? We have to look after ourselves first and foremost. We know what we're going up against. It's a really tough opposition, a lot of quality in the team everywhere. But as I said, we have our work done and we know what we need to do.
I don't know if you saw any Rovers last night, but it's probably the kind of thing that teaches you that mistakes can get really badly punished at this level. Is that something that you're very aware of, that you'll have to be at your very best to get anything here tomorrow?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably what the first qualifying round sort of did show us, is that small mistakes can go really punished because these players are high quality, and that's probably the most dangerous thing about playing in Europe, is that quality they have. And